Welcome to the radio ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship. The Seed is a Christ-centered, God-glorifying, Spirit-filled fellowship of believers eager to share God's love with you. No matter where you've been or where you're at, you are welcome. The Seed is a place to belong and grow in God's grace and love. Our prayer is that you will experience God's grace at the Seed and that you will come to know God's love. Grow in Christ's grace, go in the Holy Spirit's power, sow seeds of faith in our world. Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith.
Welcome to the Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave. We invite you to our worship services on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific at 9284 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga. Or you can watch our live streams at 9 a.m. You can go to our website at www.theseedchristianfellowship.com, click on the live stream, or go to our YouTube and watch any of our services, our children's message each week, our sermons each week, or our complete worship services. Christmas Eve, welcome, welcome, welcome to all those that are listening on this Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve has always been one of my favorite times of year. The joy, the excitement, the love that is expressed on this night is truly amazing to me. I love Christmas Eve. For the past 4 weeks, we've been on a journey from humbug to hallelujah. Hopefully, we all have had a powerful story transformation in our lives. Watching and listening to the Christmas Carol, that's my theme this week, this month, was the Christmas Carol. My prayer is that you can see the powerful transformation, the miracle of transformations that took place with Ebenezer Scrooge. My prayer is that a miracle transformation has taken place in your life. Maybe it's tonight, the night of all nights. God has accomplished many, many things through us and with us and in us this Advent season. The broken chains, the renewed relationships, the reawakening joy, Scrooge-ful humbugs turned into angelic hallelujahs. I love the scene in A Christmas Carol when Scrooge wakes up on Christmas morning and realizes he's still alive and has been given a second chance. Scrooge proclaims, "I am light as a feather. I'm as happy as an angel. I'm as merry as a schoolboy. A Merry Christmas to everybody. A happy year to all the world." There's a beautiful scene. If you've never watched The Christmas Carol, maybe this Christmas season you'll watch it. He sings, "A Merry Christmas to everybody, a Happy New Year to all." That's my prayer for you. A Merry Christmas to all of you that listen, and a Happy New Year for you, for your family, for your workplaces, your schools, for this world. Oh, that we could all be so happy, so merry, so giddy and light. Let's try it. Turn to your family and friends this year and say, "Happy New Year to you. Merry Christmas. Christ is born." Our New Testament reading comes from the Gospel of Luke. I'm going to begin in Luke 1, 26 through 38. Then I want to read the Christmas story in Luke 2. Before we go to God's Word, let us pray. Lord God, we give thanks for this night, the night of all nights, when we celebrate the birth of your Son. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Luke 1, 26 to 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestors, David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and all of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I'm a virgin?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her, who said to be was barren, for nothing will be impossible with God. Then Mary said, Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. Then the angel departed from her. I'm going to pick up in Luke 2 and read the Christmas story this Christmas Eve. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. Verse 8, and there were shepherds living out in fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what has been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them. But Mary, she treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which was just as they told them. Wow. This Christmas season, we have been talking about the transformation of Ebenezer Scrooge. The transformation from the humbug to the hallelujah. The series, well, I've titled this series, Christmas Unscrooged. We have looked at how Scrooge was transformed by his visits from the spirits of Christmas past, present, and future. Scrooge was transformed when he declared that he would keep Christmas in his heart the whole year long. Wow, ponder that for a moment. Scrooge was transformed when he said he would keep Christmas in his heart the whole year long. Scrooge made himself available to God when he promised he would live in the past, present, and the future with Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. The question on this Christmas Eve, as we are preparing for Christmas Day, have we moved from our humbugs to hallelujahs? Are we celebrating a Christmas of miracle transformations? Are we making ourselves available to God? That's the true question. Are we making ourselves available to God, not just at Christmas? Are we making ourselves available to God today, tomorrow, and the next day? What I love about the Annunciation story and the birth stories in Luke, I like Mary's transformation. I like the shepherd's transformation. I like how they were transformed. In that birth announcement story, Mary had a visit from Gabriel, an angel of God, somewhat similar to Scrooge's visits from the spirits of Christmas past, present, and future. Scrooge was terrified, angry, and confused. Yet Mary was humble, hopeful, and accepting of Gabriel's message. The Bible really does not give us a lot of information about Mary. What we do know is that God took the initiative. God began the work. God took the initiative to work in and through Mary. Mary did not claim any merit on her own. If we were to take the time and really dissect the Annunciation stories, we would find that the greatest news ever proclaimed in Israel came to the humblest of all. The greatest message of Christmas is that the gift of God comes to needy people. Pause and ponder that one. The greatest news ever proclaimed in Israel came to the humblest of all. The greatest message of Christmas is that the gift of God comes to needy people. God passed by Judea, Jerusalem, and the temple and came to a despised country town, and he comes to a humble young girl. God's announcement that Mary will be blessed is not just an announcement that she has special favor. It is also an announcement that she will experience God's presence. The transformation for Mary was she humbly and willingly allowed the presence of God to fill her. For Mary, there was room in the inn of her heart. Mary knew that all things are possible with God. I truly believe that people who make themselves available to God will experience a miracle of transformation. When we allow God to move in our hearts, when we believe that all things are possible with God, God starts using us so that we can glorify Him. I think that's what happened to John D. Rockefeller Sr. Rockefeller determined early to earn money and drove himself to the limit. At the age of 33, he earned his first $1 million. At the age of 43, he controlled the biggest company in the world. And at age 53, he was the richest man on earth and the world's only billionaire. You've been listening to The Seed of Faith, brought to you by The Seed Christian Fellowship in Rancho Cucamonga. And my prayer is that this Christmas Eve and this Christmas season, you'll experience deep in your heart, Emmanuel, God with us. Christ is born. We're talking about all things are possible with God. We're talking about miracles of transformation. We've been looking at Scrooge's life over the last 4 weeks and how his life was changed. And we read the passage with Mary and how Mary's life was transformed when she said, "All things are possible." John D. Rockefeller was determined to earn all that money and drove himself to the limit. At the age of 53, he became the richest man on earth and the only world's billionaire. Then he developed a sickness called alopecia, which caused his hair to fall out and his eyelashes and eyebrows to disappear. He was so shrunken he resembled a mummy. Rockefeller's weekly income was $1 million a week, but he could only digest milk and crackers. He was so hated in Pennsylvania that he had to have bodyguards day and night. He did not sleep, he did not smile, and he did not enjoy anything in life. The doctors predicted he would not live one more year. The newspapers had gleefully written his obituary in advance. And one sleepless night, it set him to thinking. He realized that he could not take a dime into the next world. Like our friend Scrooge, who we've been studying for the past 4 weeks, he learned that money is not everything. The next morning, he found himself to be a new man. A lot like the miracle of transformation of Scrooge, a miracle of transformation happened to Mr. Rockefeller, John D. Rockefeller Sr. He began to help churches with his amassed wealth. He established the Rockefeller Foundation, whose funding of medical researches led to the discovery of penicillin and other wonder drugs. John D. Rockefeller Sr. began to sleep well, eat, and enjoy life. The doctors predicted he would not live past the age of 54. He lived to be 98 years old. Rockefeller experienced a miracle of Christmas transformation by living and giving his life away. Scrooge experienced a miracle of Christmas transformation. Scrooge moved from humbug to hallelujah by breaking the chains of Christmas past. Scrooge decided to keep Christmas in his heart the whole year long. I don't know where you're at. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know your trials or your tribulations. I don't know your heartaches or heart concerns. I do know that when you turn to Christ and accept Him as your Lord and Savior, a transformation begins. My prayer is that you'll do that this Christmas Eve, that you'll let the hope of Christmas break the chains of Christmas past, not looking back, but straining forward to what lies ahead. I pray that you'll have reawakened relationships, and those relationships will be founded on the love of Christ. I pray that you'll have a reawakening of joy, and that the joy of the Lord will be your strength. I pray that the Prince of Peace will come, and that you'll know peace that surpasses all understanding, that will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. In his own life, Charles Dickens shows that even he had experienced the miracle of Christmas transformation. In his last will and testament, he wrote these words, "I commit my soul to the mercy of God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I exhort my dear children humbly to try to guide themselves by the teaching of the New Testament in its broad spirit, and to put no faith in any man's narrow construction of its letter here or there." Many people experience Christmas transformations. Mary experienced a miracle of Christmas transformation. Joseph experienced a miracle of Christmas transformation. Even the shepherds experienced a miracle of Christmas transformation. The wise men, who we'll talk about next week, experienced a miracle of Christmas transformation. Everyone who has ever encountered Christ as Lord and Savior experiences a miracle of Christmas transformation. When Mary humbly made herself available to God, remember verse 38, which we read? Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Well, Joseph experienced a same miracle of transformation. The birth stories of Zechariah and Elizabeth experienced a miracle of life transformation. The shepherds experienced that miracle of life transformation. I love it when we read those stories in Luke 2, and the angels appear and say, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And then suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angels, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests." And then verse 15, when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. Wow. The shepherds, you know, they could have just gone back to bed. They could have not really listened to the angels. But they experienced a life transformation. My prayer for you this year is to experience a miracle of transformation. I want to reflect for just a minute on the Christ child as we kind of wrap up our message for this Christmas Eve. More than any other night of the year, the name of Jesus is on our lips. Even for a few precious moments of time, our heavenly desires Well, they come together and we become a chorus. We're a mixed chorus of people. We're business people, lawyers, doctors, nurses, teachers, homemakers, retired, school-bound people. We're students. We're old. We're young. We're many different colors. But we're a chorus. We're a people who are banking that the Bethlehem mystery, well, it's a reality. Come and behold them, we sing. Stirring even the sleepiest shepherds and bringing them to the Christ child. For a few precious hours, Christ is beheld. Christ our Savior, Christ our Messiah, Christ our Lord. The common is made holy. A loaf of bread becomes the bread of life. A cup of water becomes the living water. A star in the night becomes, well, the guiding light. And a baby born in a stable becomes our firm foundation, the rock in which we build our lives and our houses upon. Christmas Eve, the common is made holy. What if you could give a gift to the Christ child? What would you say that you have? Would you say that you don't have anything worthy of a king? Friends, you have one thing that Christ longs to have, and all of heaven would erupt in songs of praise when this gift is given. Do you know what it is? It's your heart. Christ longs to warm your heart and your life. It's not enough to peek in the manger and say, oh, how nice, what a lovely scene. Or maybe this evening or this season gives me a good feeling. The truth is, even if Christ were born in Bethlehem 1,000 times, but not within you, well, the sad news is you'd be eternally lost. The Christ who is born into the world must be born into your heart. Religious sentiment, even at Christmas time, without the living Christ, well, it's kind of like a yellow brick road into the darkness. Let us bow our heads in a moment of prayer. Dear gracious God, we thank you for the gift of Emmanuel. We thank you because Emmanuel, well, he's practical, he's personal, and he's forever with us. We thank you and we ask that you will help us to continually respond to know that Emmanuel is God with us. God with us in the seasons of heartaches, God with us in the times of hurt and harm, God with us to warm our hearts with your heavenly joy. God with us in seasons of insecurity, warm our hearts with your peace. God with us in this seasons of war, warm our hearts with your hope. God with us in the ugliness of hatred, warm our hearts with your love. God with us, bless our homes, our families, our friends, our neighbors, and our workplaces. God with us, Emmanuel, bless our schools, our city, our state, and our nation. Emmanuel, God with us, may the whole world come to know the saving grace of the Christ child. Help us to unwrap your Christmas gift anew each day. Amen. God loves you, and so do I. Merry Christmas.
You've been listening to this week's Seed of Faith. Our prayer is that you have come to know how much God loves you. If you would like to know more about the ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship, contact Pastor Dave at his email address, pastordave@theseedchristianfellowship.com, or you can send a message through the church website, theseedchristianfellowship.com. You are invited to come to church Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. at the Rancho Cucamonga Community Center at 11200 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga, California, 91730. The Seed is a wonderful fellowship of believers growing in God's love and grace. And when you do come, please make yourself known to Pastor Dave because he would love to meet you. If you don't have a home church and you would like to find a church in your area, they can send you names of some local churches in your particular area. Well, thanks for joining us this week. And remember, God loves you, and so do we.